discussion going and mobilize support ahead of the national ALP conference taking place at the end of July on the 24th, 25th and 26th of July. It is a very important issue, and the numbers here I think indicate how important it is to all of you. And I hope we have a very constructive discussion after the four speakers tonight, who I'm sure will cast some light on the complex issues involved, and who will enlighten us all to better inform our activities, and also for those of you who are national conference delegates or union officials involved in the national conference in July, help to inform your decision as on the very important debate that will occur at national conference on offshore, onshore, and the treatment of asylum seekers and refugees. So I probably said enough. I'd like to, the first, we're going to have four speakers, 10 minutes each, then followed by discussion, Q&A, etc. And the second part will be moderated, chaired by Lucy Honan from the Refugee Action Collective. Now, I just want to ask Lucy to say a few words to introduce herself.
Very nervous about this microphone. Thank you very much, and as Ilya said, I'm co-chairing tonight. My name is Lucy Honan. I'm a member of the Refugee Action Collective. I'm also a proud member of the Australian Education Union. Ilya said, and I very much agree, that the time is right for this kind of forum to discuss Labor support for offshore detention. Apart from the impending ALP conference, which I think is weighing on a lot of people's minds very heavily, there is pressure building from two directions about this issue. One is from the detention camps themselves, and we hear daily about the bleeding sores that are Manus and Nauru detention centres, the reports of sexual abuse, the beatings, the attacks, the deprivation and the horrific conditions that refugees are kept in. Is like I said, it's daily news. But there's also pressure that refugee advocates have very deliberately been building, and it is mounting. This year we saw 15,000 march in Melbourne against offshore detention. Just last weekend we saw World Refugee Day, the diversity of organised groupings of people mobilising against refugee cruelty was really, it was there on the streets for all to see. The ACTU motion passed a few weeks ago really crystallised for a lot of people that the union movement is behind this campaign as well. This should be the thorn in Abbott's side. It really should be something that is shaming him daily. And the bipartisan support is one of the reasons why it's not. The idea, the prospect of getting Abbott out is something that we're all looking forward to and hoping for, but the prospect as well of Labor taking the reins of offshore detention is something terrifying for many Labor members and definitely all refugee advocates. So tonight we want to canvass opinions not just from the panel members, but we are very excited to have all of these really formidable pro-refugee advocates here. But we want everybody in the room turning their minds and hearing what they've turned their minds to about what kind of politics and strategy and power unionists can bring to this issue to fight for an end to Labor's offshore detention support.